Because the Weissman Center in Madison already has an established autism research program underway, it was picked to share some of the $65 million the National Institutes of Health granted for new research. UW-Madison professor of psychology Hill Goldsmith says his center will work with Dartmouth Medical School and Boston University School of Medicine. Boston researchers will look at which children appear to be at risk for autism. At Dartmouth, researchers will test a new anti-anxiety drug.
And then here at Wisconsin, there will be studies of brain function in individuals with autism. There will be functional magnetic resonance imaging, which is a type of brain scan that lets us get a sense of how particularly information that has sort of strong emotional value is processed in the brain.
Professor Goldsmith says his group will consist of more than 50 young people over age 16 who have had the autism disorder for more than 10 years. It's usually diagnosed during the first few years of life and affects speech, can cause impulsive behavior, and those with it have a hard time interacting with others. Goldsmith says Wisconsin's share of the research funds will be $1.5 million.
It's exciting to see more systematic funding from our tax dollars going into the autism area, and it's exciting to see the research across the country being better coordinated and being funded for sort of longer periods of time, because you know this is a very complex disorder, and it's likely that the causes are going to be varied, and it's not going to be easy to pinpoint them.
A total of 8 centers will be involved in the 5-year project to solve the puzzle of what causes autism and what can be done about it. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.